Hey yo, what is up everyone? Josh here with another episode of Driver Kansas City. I noticed our podcast feed had been barren for a tad too long, as we've kind of been trying to get all together to do Game of the Year podcast, which hasn't been working out for us, but at some point probably within the next few weeks we'll start recording those and getting them out. And so I figured I don't want silence on this feed for too long, so let me record a little something as I drive home. I do have the heater on, so hopefully that doesn't cause any problems with the audio. It's a sweaty 35 degrees here in Kansas City, which is definitely an improvement from like the -7 and whatnot it's been the last few days, past week basically. And I am heading home. I'm going to stop at a taco truck, assuming it's there, because my wife is having a bad day. So, got to stop, and tacos make everything better. So let me just go ahead and talk about, I haven't really been keeping up with like any video game news or anything. I saw Matt Piscatella saying, you know, subscription services are like 10% of overall sales, video game sales and whatnot. I don't really care about that. I haven't really been paying attention to news. Like, it's been like a year since I've even listened to any video game podcasts, and my life is so much happier without doing it. It's just, I don't know. Like, especially this time of year, I think I just get like burnt out on video games because I rush to try and do as many as I can for Game of the Year time. But this year I got bogged down with one in particular called a little game called Baldur's Gate 3, which I wasn't sure if I was going to love or not because I'm not really into the tactical RPGs. And I don't think I love it as much as a lot of the people seem to, as it's getting a ton of Game of the Year nominations and whatnot. But it's great. It is probably the most engaging tactical RPG type of game that I have played to date. The characters are amazing. The stories are deep. The lore is, there's so much stuff in conversations and books and stories, and the way that all of the stories intertwine together and how many quests you can go on, all that kind of stuff, which is both awe-inspiring but also so intimidating to try and get done. And it's one of those games where I'm like, do I want to keep putting time into this? Because at some point that's going to end, and I don't know if I really want it to end yet. But I'm also not, I don't know, something about just isn't clicking. I think it's just the general nature of tactical RPGs. But some of it has to do with like controls and everything. Since I'm playing on Xbox, trying to maneuver like the camera and getting certain things clicked on don't work as intuitively as it would if you were on PC with a mouse and keyboard. They did as good as I imagine anyone could do with, you know, as much stuff as there is jam-packed into that game. I think they did a fantastic job trying to do it. I haven't ran into any problems in terms of like glitches or save crashing. And you know, there has been some talk on, you know, Xbox consoles having issues with that game, but it's been pretty smooth sailing for me. But yeah, in terms of playing the game, it's fantastic. I wish it was hitting me quite as much as everyone else seems to love it, but I think that's just more of a my own personal interest type thing than the game itself. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it's really good. I can absolutely see, oh, come on, buddy, get over. Wait until you're almost at the exit before you get over. Maybe slow down. Ugh, people. But I definitely see why people put it as game of the year. If those are the type of games you're really into, it, I can see, you know, why people love it. It's great. It is a great game, great characters, great story. It's just that type of action stuff is, and the way you control the action. I think that is mainly my, just the main problem that I have is the controlling of all the action. Just, I don't really have a mind for the tacticalness of those kind of battles and whatnot. So, I don't know. Just something like, that part of it doesn't click with me. It's still probably in my top five favorite games of 2023. But it's not the, you know, most favorite game for myself of last year. But, so yeah, I think I am nearing the end of Act 2. I have, I guess you could say, discovered the Night Song, and the fallout from that is currently happening, and so I have to go to a castle to, let's just say I did not, quote-unquote, destroy the Night Song. I decided to not destroy it without any spoilers, which leads to certain things happening in the world, and that is basically where I stop, because I know it has to have some huge ramifications once you do that, because it specifically states before you go on that quest that, like, yo, there's no turning back, things are going to happen in the world. And I'm sure there's big fights coming up, and I'm like, I can't just piecemeal this experience over the next few days. I need to find a good time to sit down and put like a good 2 hours into whatever comes from this. And so that is what is keeping me from finishing up Act 2. So hopefully here within the next week or so, I'll be able to get that done. But again, I don't know what all is going to be coming down that pipeline. There is so much going on in that game, so many character quests. I don't know how intertwined all of them are, and basically what the end goal is. I don't know what any of that is going to end up looking like. I've been trying to keep as much of a blindfold on to that stuff as possible. But I'm curious to see where it goes. I'm just hoping that I don't get frustrated with the controls and the actions, action part of that, because I'm not very good at it. But at least this game is keeping me engaged enough to where I am hopefully going to see it through to the end. So Baldur's Gate 3, fantastic game. I'll probably be talking about it a little bit during Game of the Year time. Just don't expect me to push for it to be the game of the year, much to some people's chagrin, probably. But the game that, oh Lord, I can't believe I'm going to talk about it. Game that hit its 13-year anniversary recently. I got an email saying I could get a bump in level and stuff to put me with the current stuff. I downloaded and restarted, well, not restarted, I downloaded and started playing DC Universe Online again. Oh, I love that game. It sucks trying to play that as a single player MMO type player like myself. I would really love to be able to play with it with some friends. I know Alan at one point had talked about doing a video series where we come up with our own heroes and we you know, have like our own little team and do like a video series on that. And I think this might get me to do something with that game, whether as just like me playing and doing a video series or all of us joining in. But I still love that game. It's, I totally understand why people say they don't like it. It's not the most, well, I can't even really speak on MMOs because I don't really play MMOs. Really, DC Universe was the only one I've ever played for any length of time, at least. But it felt the most welcoming based on other ones I have played, like WoW and Final Fantasy 14 and 11 and all that. And I think part of it is just that I love DC Comics, and so it had that extra little just hook for me. And being able to create your hero and giving them powers and going out on quests with other heroes that you know, fighting villains that you know, like all that kind of stuff. You know, I've spent the majority of my life reading comic books, especially DC Comics. And so having a game like DC Universe Online that focuses over like the grand scope of that universe is something I absolutely adore. It's not the smoothest playing. The action is, you know, it's an MMO, whatever. But man, just the idea of creating your own hero and taking them out on quests, I absolutely dig it. And I'm honestly quite shocked that that game is still around. I remember buying that for $60 when it first came out. I was day one. I pre-ordered that. And yeah, I platinumed that game. I have played it on the Xbox now as well. And I do. I just love it so much. It's went through so many problems with the player count. But I don't even know how many updates they are at this point. I jump back in and I'm like, I don't know what any of these things are. I don't know what any of these items do. I don't know why is the, you know, Hall of Heroes here. What am I capable of doing? And so that's kind of what I was experimenting with a little bit, which of course is problematic when you're a single player on an MMO, is that some of those things are best done with other players because you just get surrounded, you get bombarded with other enemies, and your health can get knocked down pretty quickly in that game, especially if you are surrounded and don't have help to keep you up. So hopefully that will... oh no, I got a phone call, I don't know who. But I'm not going to answer it because it's... I don't recognize it. But yeah, it's just... I think it will cause me to either do a video on my own with it, where I create a hero, or maybe I can convince Alan and Graydon or whomever to finally get a team video down for it. But I guess we'll see. But anyways, that's how I've been doing the last few weeks. Almost here at the taco truck. Just gonna make this turn and see if they're there. So I am going to put this to an end. I hope you all are taking care. I hope you all have a... Well, I hope you all had a wonderful holiday, first off. Let's try and get 2024. Let's knock it out better than 2023. God knows I could have a better year than had last year. But yeah, anyways, thanks for listening. Keep it tuned in, VGU. We do have stuff coming up. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel. Graydon has been knocking it out over there with a ton of content. And yeah, at some point, the Game of the Year stuff will come up on the feed. So hopefully, we'll be able to do all of that. And yeah, the taco truck is here. I don't know if they're open or not. Yeah, they're open. Okay.
So yeah, with that, I will talk to you all later, and I hope you all take care. Bye.